This podcast absolutely, unequivocally, positively, 100% contains adult material. Mature audiences only, please.
Hey, welcome back to Me and Mrs. Always Right. I am your wonderful, stupendously fabulous host, me.
Yes, you are. And I'm Mrs. Always Right. You can't doubt that.
Okay. I was just wondering, you didn't have no adjectives in front of your name. English class. We are coming to you live, sort of, from that little trailer park in McGregor, Texas. Baby, what do you have to say about McGregor?
Nothing. The only thing I can mention is it's actually in two different counties in the U.S. state of Texas. That's it.
You ever been drunk in two counties inside the same bar?
No. Oh, but you know what? Not only is it in two counties, but I just read it's actually in two metropolitan areas.
Where is it at? You didn't say which two counties.
It's in McLennan and Coral.
Hang on. Oh, the computer ain't coming up. Oh, yeah, it is. There. Yeah. Look at the map. Where's the red? Oh, okay. So it's down Central
It's
Texas.
Down Waco-ish.
Okay, good. Gotcha. Yeah. All right, fine. Yeah. Good. That's all I needed to know.
Okay.
All right. We are the ADHD of podcasting. We are also the number one rated podcast by people who refuse marriage counseling. Yes, we are still technically married after last week.
We were always technically married, and we're still going to be technically married
for a long time.
Yes, and we're still going to be technically married. I was
angry.
Just, you know, it's got to be something with the holidays that just make people a little short and
and not to harp on it real quick and to drag on. You had good reason. I've not been the best around the house with the household chores. Okay. I just, you know, sometimes I got a lot of work. I neglect some stuff. You know, I feel that you pick up the slack. I appreciate you. I am doing better, I hope, because it's technically only been a day. But but in the sake of fakeness, right? It's been a week, I'm doing better.
Well, I can tell you definitely what you are doing is sporting that shirt.
Oh, you like the shirt?
I'm digging the shirt.
Well, you know, I turned 50, so I had to start living the 50-year-old life.
50-year-olds wear the Hawaiian shirts and stuff like that.
Fucking 50. Oh my God. Let me tell you.
Is that going to be a new trend for you now that you're just.
I'm 50.
Because I know that I've bought you a lot of different Hawaiian shirts.
I'm 50.
Anyway. Okay. So 50 is the new Hawaiian shirt.
I'm just doing what 50 year olds do.
Okay. Are you going to wear knee high socks with your sandals?
Let's not push it. Let's not push it.
Okay. This is.
It's not a hard, it wasn't a hard birthday, okay? It's just 50.
Done that. I know all about it.
Well, yeah, you do. And I thought you would have some guidance through it, but my driver's license tells me I'm 50. My body tells me I'm 80.
I was going to say at least 80.
At least. But my mind's still like, let's go cruise 13. High schools. Yes, you're 13. Right.
You're literally 13 in everything you do or say, because that's where your mind stopped growing. I think you might have made it to 15, but you did not make it out of the teens at all.
Word.
You didn't. I don't know why. Some people just stop growing.
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Yes, and we want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. I hope you have safe travels wherever you're going, if you're going anywhere. Unlike us, we're going to stay home, and I'm going to make enchiladas.
Thank fucking God. I am so done with the holidays. You know, real quick, along with turning 50, you know, I'm trying to find things to help, you know, my body cope with aging, deteriorating knees, droopy face, this freaking pimple that won't go away.
Don't talk to me about droopy face. Oh my God. I seen myself in the video and I was upset. And it's funny because I can look at myself right now as we're doing this and I do not look near as old as I did in that video.
It was the aging filter. I can't have you looking so good. People start stalking the page.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, you've been taking Magic Mind for a while. I definitely have. Over 50. How have you been feeling?
Pretty good. I had it. There we go. So, unfortunately, this is like the last one. Aww. I know. But it really has helped as far as staying focused, I guess, would be a great way to put it.
Oh, yeah.
It's all natural ingredients, of course, but the whole nap thing every single day, and it's been for a very long time that I've wanted a nap every single day. But since taking this stuff from day one, I have not needed it.
Good for you.
And I can say that I've skipped a couple of days here and there, you know, like I might not have it every weekend. I know that they prefer you to do it every single day constantly because it just the progression of it will help. The more you take it, the more often you do it, you know, as far as like days consecutively. But from day one, it's really helped.
Well, that's good.
I've really, really enjoyed it. And like I said, unfortunately, it's the last one. So might have to check into getting us a subscription or something.
Well,
anyway.
You could order from our code, magicmind.com/alwaysright, and use our promo code, Me and Mrs. That's MEANDMRS. And by using that code, you could get 56% off of your subscription.
First subscription. Yes.
It also gets you 20% off your one time payment. So yeah, maybe you should pick up some more.
I might have to do that.
You know? If you do order it, remember to order from magicmind.com/alwaysright using our code Me and Mrs. MEANDMRS.
Okay. I'm glad you gave me that. I'm glad you reminded me of that.
I just want you to have options.
Yes. I definitely got some options now. I appreciate it.
And yeah,
thank
no problem.
You, and thank you very much, Magic Mind, because
yeah, it's been great.
I didn't know that I could feel this good.
Aww.
You know? I mean, really.
Now we just got to find something to help you look better.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Just kidding. You're beautiful. You are beautiful.
It's fine. It's fine.
So with the Thanksgiving coming up, like we've discussed previously, we are doing nothing. I am looking forward to your enchiladas, though.
Oh, me too. I was thinking about them today as I was eating my beans for lunch, beans and cornbread, and I was like, God, this is so good. I didn't have to make it. B, I didn't have to clean up after it. But C, it was very good. And it's a meal that I can eat because, you know, you're not like a beans and cornbread type person.
I'm really
not.
You
got to have a meat or whatever. But they had ham in them.
Ham.
I was like, man, did somebody cook a Thanksgiving
ham early?
This
is just the first time in a long time for me that I can just do this as a 4-day weekend and not have to worry about going somewhere. Doing the holiday pleasantries. And I don't mind seeing the family, right?
Right.
I'm done with it.
No, I get it. I mean, we spend most of our time, most of our holiday focus on Christmas because that's when we mostly have everybody come over and we do the hosting and we do all this stuff, you know? And so I try to give the family... Because I know they're, you know, most of them are grown and have other parts of the family. So the other parts of the family can have visitation then. And I get custody on Christmas. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Well, you know, I mean.
Thanksgiving in prison, which but, you've spent Thanksgiving in jail a couple of times.
I mean, been there, done that. Yes. I do want to say we were talking about Thanksgiving actually at work today. And, you know, people don't seem to be as focused because now your Black Friday is not on Friday anymore. And it starts at the beginning of the month.
That's the most disappointing thing about the holidays now. Going to Walmart on Black Friday was like a sporting event. Loved it. I loved going.
People throwing things.
It was the,
you know, pushing, shoving. It was a competition.
I love it.
Yes.
And do you have any particular Thanksgivings in your 26 years of life that stand out to you?
I'm 30.
30?
Okay. Yes, we'll go with 30. No, that Thanksgiving that you're talking about was a fun Thanksgiving.
That was fun.
You know,
But during your childhood or anything like that, you just had regular run-of-the-mill Humpty Dumpty Thanksgivings?
We always got together. You know, we had another family that we always got together back when I was a kid. And my family, both sides of my family, have always been really close. They always visited.
Like.
They always, you know, this side visited here, this side visited there. So we went and we, you know, spent a lot of time with family all the time. And like I was saying, we were talking about it today. And unfortunately, because everything is the way it is now, you know, you start Black Friday here. And so it's basically Thanksgiving
Saturday, Cyber Monday.
It's just basically that Thanksgiving is just another day now. And people don't really get together and hang out and have fun and enjoy the family like they used to. And I feel soon it's just nothing.
Another day.
Basically another day altogether. And unfortunately, I don't want that to happen, but
can't help it. Times change.
Yeah.
You know, we're not out working the fields anymore.
No,
with steam engines.
No, we're not. Or oxen.
I don't know if I ever told you this. I told you I was going to tell you this story, but I didn't want to tell it to you because I don't know if I've ever spoke to you of it, but I want it to be natural. I want to tell it to you like you've never heard it.
Okay. All right. Your favorite is Thanksgiving ever?
It wasn't my favorite. It's very memorable.
Your most memorable Thanksgiving.
One of them.
Okay.
Outside of that weekend I spent with Preacher Tommy.
What?
That's a joke. That is a joke.
I was going to say, you got to tell me this story. I don't think I ever heard this one.
And then the other one I spent out camping with the Cub Scouts.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Kidding. I'm going to take that out.
Okay.
Don't want to get sued.
Yeah.
I don't know if I told you or not, but I grew up in a trailer park. Have I made that very clear?
Did you really?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with the trailer park.
Actually, this Thanksgiving wasn't trailer park related because my mom, bless her heart, had uh-huh. moved and bought a house in
nice.
It was an older house. It was much like this one, just worse. And
I don't know if we could get any worse.
Oh,
it was
worse.
But it was never been to my house. It was, you know, it's something.
Yeah,
else,
but it was a house, and she was proud of it. And
yeah,
good for
absolutely,
her.
Good for her.
But she didn't want to cook this Thanksgiving, and I was married.
I get it.
Not to you. I don't know if we ever been down that. You know, I was married before.
What? No
and
way.
I had just had. My daughter at that time was, I think, a year old or less than a year old. My son wasn't born yet.
Okay.
So my mother decides, and we're staying with her because I'm poor white trash. And,
you can't move out of the trailer,
no,
apparently.
No,
can't. Okay.
It's just like ingrained in my DNA.
Okay.
So we're living with my mother at this time, and she did not feel like cooking for Thanksgiving. And I get it.
I don't blame her. I mean, if you cook every single day or whatever, you don't want to cook a big meal on Thanksgiving
right.
as well.
Right. So this one particular Thanksgiving, she decides she's going to take us out to, you remember Piccadilly's? Like
I mean,
a Luby's like, or a cafeteria. It's a cafeteria. Not a,
okay. I don't know if I've ever been to.
Which I guess is technically a buffet, right?
Right. I don't know if I've ever been to a Piccadilly's, but I have been to Luby's and,
right.
and there's a couple of others. And I've been
around
to
here,
those.
Around here, they're Piccadilly. On the same
okay.
level. Okay.
Got
same
you.
Level.
Got you. I
so
enjoy going to those places.
Really?
I mean, I've been a few times and I've enjoyed them.
I am not a buffet fan, and that's a story
well,
for another day.
It's not really
but
a buffet. I mean, it is. It's all lined up, but you pick and choose what you want and they serve it to you.
Squirrel.
Right? Is that the way this
Squirrel.
Was?
Yes.
Okay, so
Squirrel.
It's a buffet. I feel a buffet is you serve yourself.
Oh, so that's the
from
difference.
All the food.
That's the difference between a cafeteria and a buffet. Is
yes,
they put it on your plate versus you putting it on your plate.
Right, and then getting the mashed potatoes in the
best definition
and
ever.
Cheese.
Best definition ever.
I mean, am I wrong? I don't think I'm wrong on that.
I've never thought about it in that detail. Okay,
okay.
Never thought about it.
Maybe I'll have to look up.
Maybe
look it
you
up.
Should.
Okay, you tell me your story though.
I thought I was in the middle of that before we
know,
got onto what's
just,
a buffet.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And we went to Piccadilly's for this Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. get out of the car, get the kid, get out of there, walk in, get in line.
Mm-hmm.
And in front of us in line is this younger man and this older guy. And I think the younger man has his wife with him or something. And I wasn't paying attention. I'm dealing with a kid and a wife and a mom. And, you know, I have a lot on my plate outside of the food. Okay.
Okay.
Next thing I know, right in front of me, some yelling. And I hear, what the fuck? This older gentleman apparently had a beef with this younger gentleman,
mm-hmm.
reaches under the glass, because you know how the glass partitions are, yes. under the food,
uh-huh. yes.
grabs the carving knife for the turkey, and proceeds to cut this guy's face. He went from earlobe. Listen, the older guy.
Now, were they together? They negative. Know each other. Negative. Okay, did not know each other at all.
Something that started in the line. At Piccadilly, okay?
Okay.
Grabs that carving knife, the dude loses some of his earlobe, and right down his face.
Oh my God.
And it was like open. You know how you ever seen a cut just like open?
Yes, I have. Oh my God.
That's what we're like, what the fuck, right?
Sir, I believe you got blood on my roll, and I'm not paying for this.
No. So somehow, either, you know, he cuts him and doesn't fight. Some of the memory's foggy, but I remember the guy getting cut. I remember taking off. I had like not a hoodie. Hoodies weren't really a thing then, but it was like a lighter jacket. It's Thanksgiving in Texas. It's not the coldest day of the year.
Right. Oh, and it's a members only, right?
It wasn't the 80s, no.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So I take this either a jacket or a long sleeve shirt, and I put it on this guy's face, right? And I'm trying to cover this guy's face up. And, ambulance shows up, cops show up. I believe the older guy got arrested. They take the younger guy to the hospital.
Uh-huh.
So my ex-wife and I mean, we eat because we're hungry.
Oh, but yeah, Thanksgiving. Yeah. Come on.
But then, you know, we're like, well, I wonder how he's doing. So we drive up to the hospital and we go to, well, we did. We're, you
That's
know,
sweet.
We care about people.
Okay, this must have been back when you cared about people.
When I was like 6, yes.
Okay, got you.
But that knife, that carving knife was so fucking sharp that when they sewed that kid's face back together, it was so smooth that, you know, the surgeon was saying that he's really not going to have a scar. But I'm telling you, that shit was laid open like you fillet, like you clean a fish.
Oh my God.
It was like, can I have some turkey? You know, I mean, I was hungry. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you're not going to ruin Thanksgiving by getting your face sliced open.
His Thanksgiving. He didn't get to eat. He had to go to the hospital.
It's not my problem. I still have to eat. But that is one of the most memorable Thanksgivings that I've ever had.
Absolutely. That definitely would be probably the most memorable Thanksgiving I ever had in my life, too. And wow. Yeah, I would never ever forget it ever.
So nothing like that for you?
Wow, no, I mean, can't.
Not even Uncle Jimmy farted or shit in the living room or nothing like that?
No, I mean, we've had some fucked up shit happen in my family before. Oh, yeah? Okay, don't just think that we ain't.
Your family just don't fuck shit up on Thanksgiving.
But as far as Thanksgiving, I can't think of anything. I'm sure, like I said, something's happened, but I just can't think of it. Wow. That's crazy.
What? You figure it out?
Oh, no. I can't remember. I think it was Christmas, though. I don't think that
trademark.
It was.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I don't think that it was Thanksgiving. I actually think it was Christmas. But do you remember umpteen many years ago, back when the turducken came out?
No.
What? Oh my God.
Never,
it was
number
like
one,
a
I'm
big...
never eating a fucking duck. Never.
It was a big thing. I hate to interrupt your story. It's fine.
I will never eat a duck because a Christmas story ruined that for me.
Why?
Because at the end of the movie, they go to the Chinese restaurant
Chinatown,
and they get a duck and it's got the whole damn duck. And he's just like, what? There goes the duck's head. Quack, quack, you know, duck.
Yeah.
Never eat a duck.
Okay. Well, I can tell you, apparently, just for a couple of years, it was a very big to-do and all the rage.
Turducken
is where a chicken is stuffed in a duck, or maybe the duck is stuffed in a chicken, and then the chicken is stuffed in the turkey. So it's a turducken.
Sounds like a fucking party.
Yes. But I think that's how it is. I think it's the duck, then the chicken. One of the two.
Isn't duck greasy?
Very greasy. Okay, so it was a big thing.
Is that why we don't have any Kentucky Fried Duckins?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay, just wondering.
Big to do. It was all the rave, and you were somebody, right, if you got a turducken. So this one, and I, like I said, I want to say it was Christmas, but I don't remember all the family being there. So it could have very well been Thanksgiving. My kids will know, I tell you.
Okay.
It's something they won't forget, because that was the nastiest fucking shit ever.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. And I think that it has to be the duck, because it's so greasy. It was so gross. And
the other Thanksgiving that sticks out in my mind, and I know you've heard this one, because when my uncle passed, I told, because this is it concerned him. I was very young. I was probably somewhere around in between 6 to 8-ish.
Okay.
And
were you lighting fires at grandma's house?
No, that's a totally different different.
I mean, I
and
was
that
just,
was a okay. good story though. But he had brought this turkey for Thanksgiving down to my great grandma's.
Okay. And was it still alive?
It was still alive.
Nice.
And these motherfuckers would not let me out in the backyard to help slaughter this turkey. And
you wanted to slaughter it?
No, I wanted to be in the backyard while it was slaughtered. Not a murderer. I'm just a watcher, okay?
You would have been just flabbergasted.
I watched
and probably
it through
scarred.
through the glass door.
Okay. And right? You were scarred. But that's why you still remember.
No, I'm not
it.
Scarred from the execution of the turkey, okay? Because my uncle pulls out this old hickory, right, knife, pocket knife, and opens it up. And basically, that man apparently can sharpen a knife, because it went right through that turkey's neck.
Did it chase him around?
But it did. And this
oh,
is why,
my God.
And
yes.
Apparently he cut its head off above the vocal cord, so it was still gobbling, right?
Oh,
so, dude,
no.
This was the freakiest fucking thing ever.
Oh, my so God. How did it gobble, though? It doesn't have
vocal
a mouth
cords.
Anymore. It's, still, it's just the, gobbling.
The lungs gobble, are gobble, still gobble, working. Gobble. There's an air tube.
Oh, my God.
And this fucking turkey's running around. It's like ejecting blood out of his neck. My cousin.
I love this.
Do you? This is pretty fucked up. My
oh
cousin.
Oh, my God.
I'm trapped inside the house in the glass, like I'm, you know.
At the window, yes.
It's visiting hours.
Okay.
He goes and picks the head up of the turkey.
Okay,
walks
so
over.
Was this the cousin that looks like
yes,
you?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so he's
the closest
like
thing I have to a twin, yes.
Okay, so he's like the same age
he's
as you.
A year
How
older.
Did he get to go out there and
he's
you
the favorite.
Did it?
What do you want me to say?
Okay.
He was loved more. I was better looking. I don't know what to fucking tell you, okay?
Okay, I got you.
I'll take what I got, all right?
Okay.
He picks up the head of this turkey and walks over to the glass and looks at me and just squeezes it. And this turkey's eyes, it went, wah! It was the fucking weirdest thing I had ever seen, okay?
Oh really? Did that scar you? I bet it did.
I'm not scarred. I just remember, right? It's
of
not like I
you
can't
remember.
Eat, it's not like I can't ever eat turkey again because I saw a turkey go. Okay,
that's the funniest shit.
It
oh
was
my God.
Funny, but
did
it was
you
just
think
like
it was funny then, or you probably
not like I
just,
think it's funny now.
You were probably freaking out just
I was
a little
just
bit.
Like,
just
how's that
like
fucking turkey's eye still moving? Right? He just like squeezed it. Like,
his
oh,
eyes
no,
didn't pop out.
Oh,
anything,
no, you
right?
cut my head off. No, no. Oh,
okay.
The bad thing about it
oh,
is that Thanksgiving,
God.
That turkey was so bad.
How
it
was it?
It was dry.
Oh, you know,
you remember
I mean,
in, you
apparently
remember in Christmas
really,
Vacation
oh,
when they go
yeah.
to cut it and it goes, poof, yeah.
Yes, yeah. I do remember that. That's how it was.
But
basically
he ran around the yard. Go. Come on, go. Come on. That was at Thanksgiving.
That's fucking fabulous.
Is it though?
It is. I don't have any.
How many people did we just fucking scar?
You're gonna have to find a video.
Seriously? I am not putting a slaughtered fucking turkey.
Why? That's funny.
That's fucked up.
Okay. Okay, maybe as adults we find
I think we all understand where the turkey comes from. I don't think anybody wants to see their turkey running around the backyard going, gobble, 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 gobble.
You know, I hear chickens will do the same thing.
I think you're supposed to wring the neck of the chicken and not cut its head off. Well, some people would just take the axe and...
Yeah, just chop it right off. But yeah, you can't... But I
is this why you want chickens?
I think I heard that, you know, stories, I'm sure, that somebody's chopped the chicken's head off and the chicken went running around chasing them. And
it's pretty shocking to the chicken and the turkey. I'm sure.
My God, that's fucking greatness.
So both of my most memorable Thanksgivings revolve somebody getting their fucking head cut.
Something about blood squirting and just gross. But
growing up in a divorced family, I mean, you always had the two Thanksgivings and the two Christmases, you know, that's the only bonus to not having your parents, you know, both your parents. You have your mom's side, your dad's side.
Yeah.
Two Thanksgivings, two Christmases.
Yeah, I guess if you get to. But mostly nowadays, like let's say, you know, divorced parents, one gets for Christmas, one gets for Thanksgiving, and then the next year, the other gets for Thanksgiving, the other gets for Christmas. It's not like, oh, it's
Thanksgiving.
Is
that Thanksgiving. How it is now? Because
I think nowadays.
One was in the afternoon and one was in the evening.
Yeah, I think that's how it is mostly now.
Yeah.
That, you know, parents, they pick and choose, okay, well, I want the first Christmas and then you can have the second Christmas. And I, you know, and they do it like that. That way it's more fair. And the kids are not just, oh, God, we got to go here. We got to go there.
Go ahead. Nope.
Oh, no. I was going to tell you. I do remember one Thanksgiving.
Oh, did we jar some memories loose in there?
It has nothing to do with
murder, death,
food.
Kill? No.
Well, I mean, I thought we were going to die. I'm just saying.
Oh,
I thought
can't wait.
We were going to die. So we had gone, and I know this is going to be a shock to you, but I was married before as well.
You're fucking kidding me.
I know.
Is that where those other three people came from?
That's where the other three came from.
Gotcha.
Yes. So we had gone to his side of the families to spend Thanksgiving, and they lived out of town. It was probably, I don't know, a couple hour drive or so. And on the way home, it started sleeting.
Thanksgiving in Texas.
And
it's either 80 or 10.
It was sleeting so bad that the windshield wipers froze to the window they would not work. And we were like, we're going to fucking die. The roads were so slippery. It was something else. But I mean, other than that, I think that's about the only Thanksgiving story really that I have.
So your parents, and if I'm crossing lines, now's the time. Your parents ended up divorcing too, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, I think you were older because my parents divorced before you.
I was nine.
Okay.
I was about
mine were
nine.
Like before I was born.
Oh, okay.
I think they were just like, oh, you're knocked up. Peace, bitch.
See you later.
See ya.
Yeah.
Right. And
ain't mine, don't call me.
So it's all for me, it was always this side, that side, this side, that side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after your parents divorced, was that awkward? Did y'all have to do the this side, that side? Was your mom like, it's going to be this side and this is the way it is? Did you get to pick?
No. Now, we all stayed with mom, you know. We didn't, you know, live with dad or anything until we got older and we had the choice or whatever. And my SOB actually went and lived with him for a while. But my dad was very insistent, you know, like on the weekends that he got us. He was fucking there.
Good for him.
He never missed a Friday to pick us up or bring us home Sunday. And be damned if a holiday falls. Well, it's my fucking weekend and I got them and I don't give a goddamn, you know. And So I'm sure that they worked out a little bit of compromise when it came to holidays or whatever. But I think mostly what we did is whatever weekend was closest to the holiday that we were at my dad's, that's when we did
celebrated.
Did the holiday. Good. And, you know, so
I'm pretty grateful. Yeah. You know, my ex and you know, you know her. I mean, it's funny stories there, too. But I mean, I'm grateful I got the time I got to spend with my kids, too, you know. But growing up, it was always it wasn't weird to me because I don't ever remember my parents being married.
Right.
You know, now she was married to a couple of people at one time, but I just never it was my mom and some dude. Right. My mom and this guy. And so holidays were just that was normal for me. And I find that is that like weird?
No, but
because
but
you got like nine whole holidays with both parents.
Yeah, but we spent them mostly at like my mother's family's house.
Mother's uncle's cousin's sister's kids.
No, mostly it was mostly my mother's parents' house. That's where we spent most of the holidays. And I remember, you know, them going all out and just, you know, a kind of overboard, not really, but, you know, with
the way somebody decorates the house.
I mean, maybe. No, I don't think they went that far, no. But, you know, fruitcake. Nope. I gotta ask a question. Don't. Okay, so nope. You're not into it, right? Nope. Okay, so I don't think that I've had
Isn't that the hardest substance known to man?
I think it's more like bubblegum cake or something. It just... Rah, rah,
rah, that is rah, the nasty... Fruitcake is the nastiest fucking thing ever.
You know, I think
ever.
It depends on what you get because, nope. Like, I don't know. Nope. I'm not a big fruitcake fan. I don't eat it. My dad loved it.
Really?
He absolutely loved it. And, you know, I remember there were several... you know, holidays once fruitcake come out that I bought him fruitcake, but he had to have a specific brand and everything else.
Russell Stover's.
No,
do they make a fruitcake?
I don't think that they do. They make chocolate, buddy.
Huh.
So,
whatever. I don't
anyway,
eat that either.
Chocolate?
Well, not Russell Stover's chocolate.
Why?
Unless they sponsor us. And then I'll eat the fuck out some Russell Stover's chocolate.
I fucking love Russell Stover's.
Hey, the shit you buy that's out there in the fucking candy dish right now.
Is good.
But here's the problem.
You just want dark chocolate.
Yeah, but here's the problem with the dark chocolate. The Hershey's dark chocolate is the best, okay?
Here's
the problem. Yes, you have to buy it with all this other bullshit to get it. And you know, I pick all that shit out first.
I know.
Mine. You give whatever you want to everybody else. The dark chocolate. I own it.
Yes.
Me, this shirt, I own it.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Anyway, where was I going with the whole...
I don't fucking know,
spending holidays.
You got 9 years together.
Okay. Oh, fruitcake. So, my grandfather, surprisingly, I really can't tell you what my grandma did, because she pretty much didn't work, right? But my grandpa did all the cooking.
Oh, yeah? What's that like?
I mean, and he was very handy, you know, as far as building stuff and, you know, he worked a job and, you know, and I'm just like, wow, grandpa, you go. But one year he made what he called fruitcake cookies, right? I'm like, oh, nope, get them away from me. They look like cookies. They didn't look like fruitcake because fruitcake is very dense and very heavy.
And it's got the hole in the center.
Yes.
Yes.
But I was just like, I'm going to check this out. They were actually pretty good.
Were they?
I wished I would have got the recipe from him because, you know, of course, he has passed years ago. But, man, they were really good. And I would like to try to make them one time. And I think he said he made it up himself, made the recipe up himself.
If you make them and I still refuse to try them,
and that's fine. I don't care. No, I don't care. I don't care.
You know how I am with food.
Oh, I know. And it's fine. Okay with me.
You and I are going to enjoy our Thanksgiving together with some enchiladas.
Yeah, we are. Maybe some queso and
chips
to go with it.
Yes.
Do you want meat in your queso even though you're having enchiladas or do you just want queso?
It's the only way to have queso, isn't it?
No, I mean,
I guess it's not.
I remember as a kid. Oh, we can't go there because I could just go on and on about all the memories when I was a kid.
We have more episodes to go through.
Exactly. So I'm not even going to, you know, there's certain things that I remember from being a kid.
If you're listening to us on Wednesday. Whoa, go ahead.
You go right ahead.
I'm
first.
Fixing to end the show, so
okay,
you first.
Okay, so I did look up buffet, okay?
Oh,
and
you would.
I did. It says buffet is a restaurant with food laid out in plans for diners to serve themselves. A cafeteria restaurant has the food behind a counter and the diner tell servers what they want to have. So
same thing, correct. The only difference is who serves the food.
Basically, yes. And that's what I thought, but I wasn't positive. But sorry. Yeah.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
If you're listening to us on Wednesday, we both hope you enjoy your Thanksgiving. Survive Black Friday if you go out and watch.
I'm going to be putting up Christmas decorations.
Yes, you are. Spend time with your family. Anything else?
Safe travels if you're traveling.
Well, good for you. Don't forget to try Magic Mind. Order it magicmind.com/alwaysright. Use our promo code me and Mrs. MEANDMRS. That helps the podcast. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please email us at meandmrsalwaysright@gmail.com. All complaints go to the intern Trevor.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget that if you need any audio or video editing needs, email roadcapmedia@gmail.com.
Also find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X, formerly known as Twitter.
Formerly known as Twitter.
Yes.
And help support this podcast by becoming a member of Patreon at patreon.com/meandmrsalwaysright. There you will find pre and post show content right along with the full unedited episode. And she promises to get better at posting premium content.
Yes.
You really should.
I know. I really should. When we're doing, I don't know, fun stuff or something
just shit
different.
Around the house.
Just, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I love you, baby. You're doing a great job.
No, I love you too,
and
honey.
I can't wait for
Enchiladas.
Ooh.
I know. I'm looking forward to them.
All right. I love you, baby.
Hey, do you want cheese in them,
yes,
too? Cheese, meat, onion.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Beans, maybe?
Maybe some jalapenos, sliced jalapenos on the side.
Oh, yep. Okay. Yes. Right. Okay. I'm in.
All right. Thanksgiving enchiladas. I love you, baby.
I love you too, honey.
All right. You have a great night.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Merle.
I love her.
I know.
I love her.